less time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, December 3rd.
Yeah.
Yes. A nice weekend.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah, and winter day, and we're here to talk to you. Talk shit for an hour.
Absolutely. There'll be lots of shit talking.
Yeah.
I can't function today.
Why?
Well, for one, I don't know if you get what I'm saying, but one of my contacts is like, I don't know, it's just not the right prescription. I just found whatever I could find and just stick it in my eye.
Really?
Because I couldn't find, like, I'm out of my prescription. I was like, but the thing is, I tend to place contacts everywhere just in case, like, really? I need it. So I know they're, like, in my car somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, there's probably, like, one in the glove box and one somewhere else and one, you know, they're just wherever.
Is that how your life is pretty much? I mean, things all over? It's just with the contacts.
Well, no, I do it because I'm like, in case I lose this one,
right, so
here's
you want to have it
one.
Everywhere. Okay.
Right. And in
so
case,
it's by design.
In case this part falls out, then I have another one here.
Right.
So, like... There's, and I have like little bags in my car for like, you know, like girl stuff, like right. extra things you may need. So like contacts, and I can't find it. So I have one normal one in and one not normal one, which is completely retarded.
Wow. So it would drive me crazy.
It's driving me crazy. Mm. And I actually brought my glasses because last minute I was like, I don't care. I'm driving like this. I don't have time to change it.
Yeah.
I'll
yeah.
just put on glasses later. So it makes you unbalanced.
Right.
For those of you that don't know, it makes you completely unbalanced. So it feels like I'm one step here and I'm one step not.
Right.
Like, which eye is the normal eye? Like, it's really weird. Anyway.
Well, then take them off now. I mean, do you want to?
No.
No? You okay?
Maybe. Until I get a headache. You know, got to learn the hard way. Until the headache comes on. So that's part of it. And then I just haven't slept this past week. I've just been so busy doing everything. Getting through.
Not leaving you time yourself any time to sleep at all.
Right.
Wow.
Well, I just haven't. Like, I had the event this weekend, which was really fun and great, and I'm glad it's over with.
So what was the event about, for those who don't know?
So it was the 5th annual Babes in Toyland is what we called it. Mm. And
sounds delicious.
Right?
Yeah.
For the men, yes.
Yeah.
For the ladies that like ladies.
Yeah.
But yeah, so about 5 years ago, you know, I throw a big birthday party every single year, and I decided that I wanted to do something and kind of give back in a way. Mm-hmm. So I partnered up with I've done many events with Steve Fowler and Scott Palitz, who are Platinum Events. Mm-hmm. And we partnered up with them, and then we decided to do Babes in Toyland, which is my birthday party, and we invited I think it was only like 10 other girls at the time. Like, it was very small. Mm. So there were like 10 of us, all actresses or playmates, is usually what it is, because that's what Platinum Events likes.
Okay.
They know many playmates. whatever. But by having different girls is because we... You know, we can tweet, we can Facebook, we'll tell our fans or people that we know to come out and support. So the more people we get there, the more money we'll actually raise and the more toys we can get for the LA Children's Hospital.
That's true.
That's who we did it for. So it was always been a great turnout. Every year it's somewhere else. This year it happened to be at Confidential, which was in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And which is funny, it used to be the Hustler Club.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day. but it's a beautiful club now. It's really pretty. So it was cool, it was good. And this time it's grown so much, we had 30 people.
Oh, really?
It. So there were 30 playmates, actors, and whatnot that came out, which was awesome. And
do you know all of them? I mean, are you the one that arranged for them to come? Or?
I know the majority. No, that's up to Steve and mostly Steve,
I
Steve and
see,
Scott,
yeah.
but mostly Steve. Right. He kind of deals with that side where I'm more, and I invited a few of them, right. But my, I don't have time to deal with that. I used to have a hand in everything. I just can't do
you
it
You can't
anymore.
Do everything,
I'm
no.
I'm too crazy busy with stuff. So then I had to learn to not be as controlling over events, like, because I'm a perfectionist, and I want to make sure everything's perfect.
Right.
So, and I, it's hard for me, because if I were to give you a project, I need to make sure that you're going to come through and do it.
Right.
And that's not always the case
right.
with people. And I found that through the years. And then it makes me look bad or stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm always going back and doing it. So what's the point of giving it away when I can just do it all somehow anyway?
Yeah.
So I learned to trust in people and just kind of stay on top of it. And you know, and I can trust Steve and Scott. Like, this is, they throw events all the time, and
right.
we're great together, and we work really well together. So, yeah, they were in charge of that and dealing with the carpet this year, which was awesome, because usually I'm the one finding the carpet and the backdrop and doing everything and dealing with the press and deciding who's coming and who's not and who's allowed in, and just, it's just crazy.
Wow.
So I decided I'm not going to do that this year. I'm absolutely not doing that. And so they handled everything, and then I was in charge of the silent auction and some of the press. Like I you know, I know them and got them there, but most of it, we just put it in the press calendar, and it's just simple. So yeah, it was just, you know, the auction's a lot of work. You know, finding things last minute's hard. Usually companies want 3 months in advance, like the larger companies. Because I threw an event, like last August, called Cause for Pause, which was my dog event. Which we had a huge turnout for. I mean, and like over 1,000 people showed up, which was awesome.
Yeah.
People
love dogs.
Yeah, it was a great event. But we have, like, you know, Best Buy and like major companies, you know, like them come support us. But they need like 3 to 6 months in advance. So you, and so with this, I was like 2 weeks ago, oh, sounds like a great idea. I'll just do this.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard going around and finding cool auction items. So that's what I was doing. And then people don't realize how much work goes into it. And everyone's calling me the day of. Like,
really?
Don't you understand what I'm doing? Like, the last few days. And most people don't realize how much work goes into it. Because it's not only organizing all the auction items and getting them all shipped to me. A lot of them can't be shipped because they're heavy or big, or they don't have time or whatever. So I'm going around picking them up. I'm doing this all alone. And then I have to make the descriptions for each one, print them out, then make a bidding description, and then make the bidding pieces, and then get the credit card information. I mean, it's a lot of work.
It sounds like it. I mean, you have to worry about every little detail.
Everything.
And then, so how does the silent auction work?
And then I also did the gift bags, which was another whole thing, because the models, there's 30 of us, we don't get paid to promote and do it. Obviously, it's for charity, but it's hard to get girls to do things for free.
Yeah.
So we've decided to come up with gifting them.
Oh.
So the gift bags were worth over $1,200.
Wow.
And I contacted, that was me, I got the gift bags actually from One Bag at a Time. So thank you to them. Lisa Foster, we've had her on the show before. And so we got them from them. She donated the gift bags, which were great. And then I actually got all the pieces that went inside of it. So that was all me too. And then I had to stuff the damn gift bags. So and then load them in the car, and they're heavy.
Right.
Those suckers were heavy. We got some good stuff.
Lots of stuff in there.
Yeah, and then on top of it, I'm still not done. I have to write donation letters and send them out to everyone who donated for their tax purposes within the next 2 days so that they can get them in for their company before the end of the year.
Wow.
So, and then gather all the photos and send them out and give them the links so they can be happy with who is there and whatnot, and they know they got, you know, their donations worth.
Yeah.
But anyways, so silent auction, what that is and it wasn't, I will say that silent auction wasn't as successful as they were in previous years. So I was a little disappointed with that. Maybe because, well, I don't really know. I mean, it was displayed well. When you walk down the stairs, I had some tables lined up. So before the carpet, you would approach the toy donation where you couldn't show up unless you brought a toy. You weren't allowed in. So either you give $20 donation to the charity or you bring an unwrapped toy. And you should see the piles of toys that we had. It was incredible. Yes.
Wow.
And then you had the silent auction area, and then you entered the red carpet or you entered the actual party.
Oh.
So everything was right there. I got paranoid, so I have my table for my birthday, so I had it right at the entrance so I could keep my eyes like a hawk watching the auction. Because last year, actually it wasn't last year, I didn't do it. The year before, I had some items stolen, And what the funny thing was, they were the sexual items.
Really?
Like, yes. I had, which actually wound up being a big issue because it was for the LA Children's Hospital. Some representatives from the hospital were there. And the pleasure chest, which for those that don't know, the pleasure chest is a high-end but nice, sexy store here in West Hollywood.
Right, an adult toy.
Adult toy shop and lingerie.
Lingerie and things like
and
that.
They had donated some really nice items and, you know, packages and whatnot. And they were worth a lot of money, but it doesn't matter. Kids, my point was, kids weren't going to be at the charity event.
Right.
So what does it matter what I have on the table for auction as long as we're making money for the kids? Does it matter? No.
Well, I don't
really?
Know, though.
Because we had a huge heated discussion
did
2 years
you?
Ago.
Wow.
Oh, I went ballistic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my point is that they came in and they were like, we don't want this on the auction table. And I said, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were in charge of the auction table.
Right.
The auction was my idea, and we're raising money for your charity. Does it matter how I get it? And given there were just two nice, like, one was a lingerie actually from a very high, it wasn't Victoria's Secret, it was another, I forget what it's called, a very high-end designer company, kind of like Agent Provocateur, very expensive lingerie that was donated and being auctioned off. It was like a $200, you know, very sexy lingerie. And that disappeared. Someone stole it. And yeah.
Wow.
And then there were a couple packages, you know, that were from the pleasure chest, you know, that were nice, interesting toys and whatnot. They weren't displayed out, so you didn't know what was in it.
Right. They didn't really show it.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not being obnoxious and saying, oh, look, here's a vibrator. Check this out. It's for auction. You know what I mean?
True.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
It's inside a nice package, inside a bag. You don't know what's in it, except for the description I write down. If you read it, it says what it is, and you've bid on it.
Yeah.
And there's so many items in the auction. Like, it's not like that one thing, you know,
right.
It's like the main centerpiece. There's like a million of them.
Right.
Things in the auction. Well, someone came by and they were all like, some woman, of course, I'm very offended and you need to take this out of the auction. And they were from the hospital. And I said, I'm sorry you feel that way, but there are men that are coming to this event and there's 30 playmates basically. And are you kidding me? You're not upset that a playmate is coming and some people that have, you know, been in some risque shows that are coming to help with the event. But you're offended over the fact that, you know, a toy shop or, and I think it was a gift certificate that she was upset about. You're upset over this that's going to raise money for your charity. Does it really? Like, there's no children here at the event.
That's
there's
true,
playmates.
Yeah.
People are half naked
it's
running
kind
around.
Of a gray area.
It doesn't make any sense. Well, it was a big issue, and I was arguing. I was upset. I was like, this is so retarded.
Sure,
if there's going to be a child here at this event, then you have a problem. There should not be. And we're all adults here, and we're all drinking, we're all partying, we're all half naked because that's, you know, a lot of the girls show up in candy cane outfits and whatnot for the press attention and whatever. This year was actually more classy, which I was surprised. But it's been interesting in the past. And you're upset over an auction item? That doesn't make any sense. That's completely retarded.
That's true.
So you think it's a problem? Because
I don't know. I would not
Why?
For me. Definitely
right.
not for me. But, you know, I mean, an event
like this.
It's not
like it's porn.
Because, no, it's not. But it's a gray area. I mean, it can offend some people. So
then
in
don't
that
come.
Case, you don't want to. Yeah, but you don't want an event like this to be controversial.
But here, my point was, you've hired and you okayed playmates who were naked in magazines.
Right.
Okay.
That's true.
Fully spread.
Yeah.
In magazines to host your event, and you okayed that. But you're not okay with a gift certificate from the pleasure chest.
Right.
Because that doesn't make any, which is making money for you. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's not like there's toys thrown out on the table that are like, here, insert the, you know what I mean? I'm not, we're not making you bid on anything either. You don't have to, it's just that there's so many items on the table, you know, and it's men and women. And honestly, it's more men that come to the event because they want to see the girls.
Mm.
You know, they want to meet the playmates.
Right.
They want to meet their fans, or they want to meet their, you know, idols. And a lot of the girls invite their fans to come out.
Mm.
So that's what didn't make sense to me. You're okaying with the girl who's spread eagle on in the middle of a magazine, but you're not okay with a gift certificate from a company that, you know, that doesn't make, that's the, what doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, right.
So, and I will argue things. If it makes sense to me, I'll take it out.
Yeah.
But you need to have a good argument. Otherwise, I'm going to argue back and it's not happening.
Yeah.
And it's funny now that I say that because I've always been that way my entire life. I will stick to anything if you have a good argument and I feel that it's a good argument, instead of just take it out because why?
Right.
Why does it offend you? Explain why. And this doesn't. Mm. So if you have a really good excuse, I'm willing to work with you. But if you can't come up with anything and it's just because, it's not happening.
Then F off, right?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. Sounds good. Yeah.
I don't know why I got on that whole spiel. It really made me upset.
No, I mean, I can see that because you spend so much energy preparing for this and everything, and then people come and criticize what you do, and, you know, it sucks, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, but
it was a fun event. I had so much fun, and then I had my table, and we wound up having, you know, my birthday cake and stuff there. My girlfriend brought me a cake, and we never said happy birthday. It's fine. I don't care. I mean, I was more concerned about the event and watching the auction items anyway. And and we were dancing and have fun, and I decided to plank a few areas. I planked the DJ booth. Yes, that was funny.
Wow.
I planked on top of the bar, which was they were like, what the hell are you doing? Just leave me alone. I'm planking here. Can't you see?
And you were in a dress and everything, right? It's not like you were in pants.
You can't see anything.
Yeah.
You can't. As long
no, it's funny, though. Yeah. I mean, it's really funny. I mean, your planking pictures are so funny.
At least they're funny. I like making people laugh.
Right.
That's like, I feel like that's what I'm here for.
Right.
To be your entertainment, make you laugh, make you smile.
Yeah, and the pictures are funny too, you know.
I think one of the funniest ones, I don't know how it happens, but my dress, if you look online, it's a red dress that has, it's like a salsa dress.
Uh-huh.
So they've got these red strings that hang from the bottom of it. So it's like when you spin, they spin around.
Okay.
I called it my octopusy dress. And, a bunch of my girlfriends thought it was funny to each grab my tails off of it. And there's like a picture, I think it's my main profile pic now, where like five of my girlfriends grabbed it. And I was running away because they were pulling me back in. Because I was like, you can't catch me. And they were like, oh, yes, we can. And then they all at the same time decided to pull me back.
Oh, my God.
It was so funny. And someone captured the moment. And so that's my profile pic.
They could have pulled off the dress.
No. But if
by
you look
mistake.
At, no way.
No.
It was a really cute pic. So we had fun. We had a good time. And,
wonderful. Was it a big venue? I mean,
it was a decent sized venue. I think I remember the capacity was like 600. And it was pretty packed. It was so funny because we were walking out. This is what's funny.
Yeah. So hold on to that thought because our guest is calling.
I didn't know we had a guest.
Yeah, we do have a guest.
News to me.
So, I'm sorry, but we'll get back to that in a minute. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello. This is Ashley Martin. How are you?
Good, Ashley. How you doing? I see you've been calling for, almost since the beginning of the show, but I couldn't answer because we were in a heated conversation here. But at any rate, thank you for calling us. Ashley, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Springboro, Ohio.
Oh, you're in Ohio. Is that where you live or are you traveling?
That's where my home base is, yep.
Oh, I see. Were you born there as well in Ohio?
I was born and raised in Ohio, yep.
Wow, sounds good. So you're a musician, and how early in your life did you get into music?
Well, my family had a traveling choir. They traveled from coast to coast singing in churches. And my dad was the youngest of seven. And then that choir grew and everyone grew up and had kids and got married. And there's a head count of 75 of us in the choir.
Wow.
So I got my first solo when I was six in my family choir.
Uh-huh.
And I've been singing ever since with Grandma on the organ or the piano and Grandpa directing.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to college in Nashville and just kept going. It's what I've done forever. I have never thought of doing anything else in my life.
Well, that's why you will succeed, I'm sure, if you're not already successful. Now, so you went to Nashville for college. Did you go specifically because there's music there?
I did. Well, it was kind of my only excuse to actually move out of my house and move away was college.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I used college as an excuse to get down there to Music City and just trying to figure it all out, you know, like what the steps were, how you do it, who you talk to. And so I learned a lot, you know, that first year. And then they took all my money, and I had to figure out another way to do it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's usually the way it goes, you know. So now, so after college, did you stay in Nashville, or did you move to another place then?
I didn't. I realized that I didn't have to actually be in Nashville to be successful. You know, so I came back home, and I started working on, you know, I realized that it was the original, you know, the original things I needed to get done and get a record out there and done and a band, you know, established and, mm-hmm. You know, my name established and, you know, getting a network out there of people that are following you. And so I realized that I didn't have to do that in Nashville, that I could start the buzz, you know, back home and work from there. So
that's true.
What I did.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people, you know, move all over the place. A lot of people move here as well to promote their music and hoping to become big and stuff. So, yeah, in Ohio, it's kind of strange, you know. I mean, you don't hear a lot of people trying to make a music career in Ohio, but at the same time, you know, whatever you think works for you, you know.
Yeah, well, we travel to Nashville about every other weekend. So
really?
I'm still in Nashville a lot, yeah. So yeah. I drive down there every other weekend and do shows and showcases and, you know, just kind of, I'm kind of everywhere, you know. And we go to Chicago and New York and just try and, you know, really perform everywhere we can.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. Like, I don't know your music. I wish I did. So Sam will have to fill me in with
it. Well, we'll play some music because I was playing a couple of your tracks before. And while we're talking to you, if anybody wants to check out Ashley's website, it's ashleymartinmusic.com. And there are a few clips there. We'll play a clip in just a second. So how would you describe your music? I mean, what kind of influence, what kind of style is it?
Well, we were really trying to figure that out at first when our band got together, because we like a lot of the rock. You know, a lot of us, we liked the harder side of the rock with Evanescence and Paramore and Hailstorm and things. Mm-hmm. And then I was always a country girl. So we try to kind of meet in the middle there, and we found a really cool kind of sound that we like, where, you know, the old classic music doesn't really exist anymore in the newer music, where Lynyrd Skynyrd and, you know, those fun old ones, like, you know, Autograph was kind of a one-hit wonder, with Turn Up the Radio and Loverboy, with Loving Every Minute of It. And so we really liked that kind of rock, but country, like Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, they were kind of the roots country rock, and so that is what we do country rock music.
Oh, amazing.
Nice.
Okay, so let's play a clip, like a minute or so of your song. Your album is called Torn, right? Whoops.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here we are. Yes. Hold on a second. I didn't mean for it to play. It just started playing. But what song would you like us to play? Torn Between Two Worlds, or which one do you like?
Yeah, Torn is great, and Hello Lonely. The Torn is the theme of the record, and then the last song, Hello Lonely, is the single off the record.
I see. Okay, so so let's play Hello Lonely, because that's a single, right? So let's play.
Well, you can play the Torn first, and then you can give them that side, and then give them the Hello Lonely, which is a soft ballad. So.
Oh, okay. So Torn Between Two Worlds first, right?
There you go, yeah.
Okay. So stay on the line, and we'll give people a little a sample of your music here. And if I can get it to play, there we go.
Yeah.
Whoops, it stops right in the middle. You guys should make it fade a little bit. Yeah. Anyway, great song. I love the song. And
Thank you.
Now, do you write the music? You have a band, obviously. And
yes.
So do you write the music or do they participate? How does it work? What's the process?
This record was all co-written. Well, they're written by me and co-written by a couple of different people that I usually write with. Mm-hmm. And we just, you know, pick our favorite to put on this EP. And so the band right now, we're starting to write together as a group after, you know, we found our sound, we found our niche in this music world, and we kind of, you know, are rolling with it now. We're writing together. So the next album that will come out will be the band. And on this record, the band that plays on it are all really well-known musicians in Nashville. Guys, the lead guitar player plays for Josh Turner, mm-hmm. and we have Big and Rich's keyboard player, and we have Little Big Town's drummer. And we have Hags on bass, who's played for a lot of people. So we had studio musicians on this record, and then we... Well, on our next record, it will be the band that I'm playing with now.
Mm, wonderful.
That's awesome.
Now, yeah, so have you been writing songs for many years? I mean, is this something that just came naturally to you?
It really, yeah. I mean, in school and everything, and, you know, when you're, like, in third grade and you have a diary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I pretty much wrote songs since then. You know, I still have all my old diaries and poems and songs that I've written, and, you know, little hooks that I would hear in my head. And, you know, I have on my artist website, you know, I would probably, you know, would have maybe liked to do something else with my life, but I can't. Like, there's music in my head all the time.
Wow.
It's a curse and a blessing at the same time. There's just always lyrics. I always have a pen next to me. I'm always writing things down. Like, oh, that'd be a cool hook, or this would be a cool verse, or, you know, and I have hundreds of, you know, unfinished songs, too,
wow.
that I just think of, like, partials that could be cool, and then you just got to piece it together and make it happen, so.
Wow. Well, you know, I mean, it sounds like you're pretty talented, you know, and
your voice is incredible.
Yeah, I love the voice. I love the music.
Thank you.
So let's play another clip, Hello Lonely, right? That's the one you want?
So. Yeah, this song is great. This song, I kind of came up with the idea, and just thinking, like, how cool would it be to talk to Lonely as if it was a person, you know, that uh-huh. that emotion is actually someone. And we came up with a song, kind of wrote it out, and then sat on it for a few months, and then I took it back to the studio I was right with, Dick Wilson from Beaver Creek here in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And I took it to him, and we finished the song in, like, 10 minutes. It was really cool.
Really?
It was all meant
wow.
to be. It came together, and it was beautiful. And in the studio, it was amazing because the song actually became something completely different the day we recorded it, because I took it to these guys who are the best of the best, and I was mm-hmm. like, you know, I'd kind of like to have it a little bit higher, and, you know, we only had keys and guitar on this track, and it just came off like something I had never imagined it would, so, yeah,
wow.
Hello Lonely.
Okay, let's play that.
Hello Lonely, didn't think I'd see your face again. It's been 5 years since the last time you walked in. You haven't changed, still look the same. I'm just trying to forget his name. Hello, Lonely. You've always been there for me. Hello, Lonely. What's that smile that I see? This bar ain't big enough for you and me. Famous and Jack, they've got my back. They make up for the love that I lack. Hello, Lonely. I wish you'd just leave. Leave me lonely, don't need you around. Last time I saw you, you really broke me down. Leave me lonely, get out of this town. You stay here.
This is awesome. So
yeah.
This one's more country, you know, as opposed to the first one we played, which is more rock.
Yeah, I just love your voice.
Yeah,
I really, really do.
Yeah. Amazing.
Thank you so much.
Where can we buy your music? I mean, you're on iTunes, obviously, right? Do you have a website that we can go on and download as well?
Yeah, she's it's on her website.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know.
AshleyMartinMusic.com.
Okay.
And everybody check it out. And you're also pretty hot, too. And
well, thank you.
That helps. That always helps with the career.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, you can check it out. If you have an Android phone, you can get them on in the Amazon MP3 or Rhapsody. And if you have an iPhone, you can get it on iTunes. And then my website, AshleyMartinMusic.com. And then on Facebook, it's facebook.com/AshleyMMusic.
Okay.
Awesome.
Sounds great. Well, Ashley, you know, all the best to you. I mean, it's very exciting. I know you're probably very excited about this and that your life is turning out the way that you want and the way that it was meant to be for you. Because I know, you know, it's like artists, they always say, I can't imagine doing anything else, you know. And that's what you're saying as well. So I think... you know, I think you're destined for stardom, and just keep up the great work. You know, I mean, I'm definitely going to check out some of the other songs. Great music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Okay,
absolutely.
Ashley, take care and all the best to you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome. I love her music.
Yeah, I love that music, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that first song was awesome.
Yeah, I love both of them. I think they're both great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Anyway, so let's go back to so you were still talking about the
the event.
The event.
So what was funny is I came out after the event and came upstairs and my car was parked out back. I had VIP parking. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's because I was on
loading. You better,
But and I also was like, there are I don't know over 100 stairs on the front entrance, and there's no way that I could be walking carrying boxes for the first time in heels and I don't know how long, a couple months from my accident.
Yeah.
So it's like there's no way, and it's raining. I see me and it's all marble.
Mm.
Yeah, marble, wet, me, heels, they don't go together at all. Like I would face plant or like sled down or something. Yeah. But anyway, so one of my girlfriends decided to take off with some boy,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't allowing that to happen. She was really drunk and made out with several guys that night, which was funny because that's normally not her, but it was hilarious.
Really?
So I was like, I am being protective mom right now, and I'm running after her. So I did, and I ran after her and went back up through the front door and made her not get into the car with this strange boy.
Really?
Boy, yeah.
What did you tell? Oh, she was getting ready to get in the car?
Yeah, this random guy. And he was such a douche.
Oh.
I mean, out of all the guys that she was talking to that night, this guy was a total douche. Just thought he was the hot shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you're not going with him because A, he's been drinking, and B, he's like, I mean, ugh, just disgusting. Ugh.
Wow.
So I stopped it from happening and ran after. But I go upstairs and with the front entry, and there's a bunch of paparazzi outside. And I don't know where they find these photos. I really do not. But I see them all crowding around, and they're like, oh, that's Brigetta. And I'm like, shit. So they all come up, and they're like, Brigetta, will you sign this? Will you sign that? And, okay, so these photos were so funny because they were from, like, years and years ago.
Really?
Yeah. One of them
was
from...
That's all they could find? I mean, with Facebook and everything?
You know,
yeah.
I know why they chose these photos. That I do. There is, which I didn't even know. Okay, so I went to Meet the Fockers premiere. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
I don't know what year that was, but years ago, like 2005 or something, I guess it was. Somewhere just years ago. So I'm in there, and I had this really nice evening gown on. And the gaps, like, it barely covers the back is completely open.
Right.
So I didn't even know this, but apparently one of the photos on the side, you can kind of get a glimpse of a
side
boob.
Yeah, I think I brought it up to you one time.
Like, and I did
side boobage.
Which a side boob is fine.
Yeah.
But there's a little more if you zoom in. You
really?
Can kind of, yeah.
Whoa.
And not that I meant for that. Like, obviously no, but... They found it, obviously, and they were like, will you sign these? And I look at him, and I'm like, really? Really? You found the only pic in the millions and millions that there were that may show slightly a little bit of sort of nip if you look that closely by accident, you know?
Yeah.
And
guys are just so predictable.
Oh my God.
Huh?
Well,
we're not very complicated.
Right, but they did it on purpose because it's like they're going
to
put them online.
Really to embarrass you or
something? No, because they know those photos are going to sell.
Oh, okay.
If I sign them, especially, it makes it more.
Right.
So you know what I did? I signed right over where the nip slip was.
Really?
And I said, how do you like it now? I go, you're a smart ass. I'm a bigger one.
Yeah.
Now you can't see shit. So they looked at me and I had to sign on. Then they found they had another photo of like I was wearing a short dress and my legs are crossed. You can't see anything, but like, I don't know, it was a short dress, whatever. Mm. And I signed right over that too. And I said, I win again.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know where the hell they find these from, or was someone at the park? Because that one, I was like, no one was even in my event unless someone put it up somewhere who was a spy. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, but pictures end up all over Facebook.
But that was a private birthday party.
Yeah.
So there was no press inside. So I don't know where. So obviously someone was working for someone that was in the party that took a picture and like sold it.
But the picture's on your Facebook.
That's different.
Or somebody else posted it. I don't know.
This is like an actual company that's selling my photos.
Right.
So they had a photographer somehow inside a private party
really?
Of mine.
It's their own photos?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was my point. And I'm like, that's funny. Okay, whatever. I don't care. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's kind of, in a way, it's flattering.
Right.
But another way, it's like, these are not flattering photos. Awesome.
Yeah.
So that was pretty hilarious. Yeah. And the funny thing is like, I never would have gone upstairs and known this was going on outside if I wasn't chasing after my girlfriend.
Right.
So it's just funny how things pan out, right?
Yeah.
And so I was laughing at like, this is really happening right now. And then the douchebag was arguing with me.
I'm sure, if you didn't let her go.
No, in front of everyone. And I'm like, there are people, like press listening. And they're just, and I was like, dude, you have no idea. I will drop kick you in a heartbeat. Like, you're not taking her. And it's happening. Like, literally, I'm not letting this happen. It's not. And you don't know me. And in a heartbeat, I will go up to the valet and hide your keys. Or I will find a way that you can't leave with her.
Wow.
Like, you don't know who you're talking to right now. Now it's a challenge.
Yeah.
Now I'm being challenged. And I'm not letting you leave with my precious cargo of my one of my best friends. It's not happening.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was pissed. He probably already envisioned himself banging her.
Envision away.
Yeah.
Dude. But you know, it's funny because through the night, because it was like, even though it's a charity event, and like I said, a lot of men come out because of all the playmates that were there and the women. Mm-hmm. And it's just like later on in the night, it's like all of a sudden, boom, like people are like wasted. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you realize creepy McCreepersons and how they start like creeping upon the girls.
Really?
And I sat there for a moment and just watched and took
that.
It in. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, it's like vampires like coming out. Like,
I know, like the wolves.
I need to get it.
You know?
Oh no, it's 1 o'clock. I only have 45 minutes left. Oh my god.
Oh,
I gotta get.
Wow.
You know, and like I saw the change happen. Like it was so funny watching from like an outsider perspective. Like at it,
yeah.
And I'm looking and I'm like, wow, this is why I hate nightclubs.
Yeah.
And like I don't ever go to a nightclub unless it's an event that I have to be at. And this is why.
Mm.
It's like they're praying mantises, like, coming out. Like, you know, they sit and wait. And then all of a sudden, 1 o'clock, and they're like, oh, the clock is ticking. I only have 45 minutes to score, you know? And that's literally what it is.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Well, maybe it works, you know? Maybe the girls are pretty drunk by then, too.
You know? And most girls, I will say, they're not the brightest in the bunch. So it works with the majority of them, yeah. It doesn't work on people like me. Or I just laugh in your face and turn around like, yeah, no.
Yeah. So were there a lot more guys than girls?
Yeah. Well, because of all the playmates that were there. I mean, that's just kind of what happens.
Right.
All in all, it was a good event. I mean, no, I'm not trying to knock the event. I'm just saying,
general. No, I understand.
And it's not just this event. I mean, it's any club you go to anywhere. It's Hollywood. This is what happens. But it's anywhere you go.
Right.
If you go to a club, you notice at 1 o'clock, like, that's just kind of what happens. Guys are like, oh gosh. And they like, I don't know. It's like, they get like the monkey disease or they just need to hump something. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, it's 1 o'clock. Oh, I gotta get some.
Yeah,
you know?
They're
and it's
running
like this
out of
whole...
time.
You like my monkey impression? But it's literally like the horny monkeys like coming out. And I looked at it around and I'm looking around and I'm like, this is kind of like the Wizard of Oz where all those crazy like mean monkeys come out, you know? And they're like just flying monkeys swarming in like crazy, trying to get the goods.
Yeah, it's like wolves circling, oh my God. That's what it's like. Sometimes I like to watch people, you know, so you'll see a beautiful woman walking on the street and then all the drivers are looking. Everybody's looking.
Yeah.
And it's just funny that way. You know, people are so predictable.
They're so predictable. It's so funny. Yeah. But it was a really good people watching event. I did some people watching and it was quite funny.
Sounds good. Well, the bottom line is you did something, some charity, you helped out a little bit.
I did.
I think it's really cool.
Thanks. And then yesterday I thought I was in the clear and then in the clear of like, hey, I did my good deed. I can sleep yesterday. No. My alarm goes off and I get this reminder saying charity photo shoot, bloop, bloop. And I'm like, no, screw my world right now. I can't sleep. But no, I like shooting and all that. So I went to a big Getty Wire Image shoot. For those of you who don't know, Getty Images and Wire Image are one of the biggest, they are the biggest website.
Stock photography and things like that. Yeah.
And Michael Bezgian, who is one of the most incredible photographers, one of the most well-known. He shoots for a lot of different companies and whatnot, but I mean product companies. And he's a very well-known photographer and one of the main ones for Wire and Getty. And he was shooting and invited me out yesterday for this charity for the Ling Foundation. The Ling Foundation is rescuing animals. Mm. And so I was like, oh, okay, I gotta go. Yeah. A, it's Michael. He's amazing. Whenever I shoot with him, I get amazing photos. B, it's, you know, for a good cause. Mm. So I went out and it was cool because all I had to do was shower and show up soaking wet hair and I was taken care of, which was great. Right. So and I love those kind of photo shoots where you don't have to get ready. They do it
for
you.
They do it
so
for you.
I showed up. While I was waiting, I show up, they take my bags, I get a massage for 20 minutes.
Really?
Full on tables. Because it was a huge mansion in Beverly Hills where the set location was. And I had a full on body massage, which was awesome. This girl was incredible. I forget the name of it or I dropped their names. But they're actually, the company's from Glendale, which is perfect because it's not far from me. And so I had a massage. And then after that, I did, you know, makeup and hair and wardrobe. And I was in and out quickly. But it was good. It was fun. And I just showed up and just got like, felt like Barbie. Like, yes, I can just sit here and like close my eyes while they're doing my makeup and like sort of sleep. And
right,
then,
exactly.
And then like, oh, wake me up when I'm ready and cute.
Yeah.
And I was like to the girl, I was like, I'm sorry. I apologize. Clearly I'm hungover. Like, but it wasn't even like a drunk hungover. It was like, it was more of like exhaustion.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you know the difference.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is, I'm sure you couldn't have drunk that much. You know, you had to be in charge of things.
Exactly. No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I can't lose
control.
I drank, but it was in moderation. That's why I could notice everything of like, you know, the animals coming out when they did and people watch and, you know, whatever. But no, it was an exhaustion hangover. Like I was completely like, I get when people are like going to the hospital for exhaustion. Mm. Yeah. I was like at that point, like where my sides are hurting, my body hurts. And I'm like, can I even walk? How did I drive here? I have no idea how I got here. This is probably dangerous.
Yes
indeed it was. But anyway, so it was a good shoot and I just found out that some of the photos are up. So if you guys go on my Facebook page, if you're so lucky to be on my Facebook page, that was really snooty of me. Or you can subscribe to my Facebook page. You will see the link to the site, to the photos that are on my image from yesterday.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so that was my point. But yeah, if you buy the photos, there's going to be the langfoundation.org. L-A-N-G-E foundation.org. You can support the animals and you can buy photos that go, the money from those go to the foundation. So.
Good. So you should be feeling good this holiday season. I mean, you've done your share. Yes.
I've done good deeds.
Your share. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Anyway, how was your weekend?
Fucking boring. Are you kidding me? You know, I always look forward to Monday to hear your stories. I sort of like live vicariously through you. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's cool. Tomorrow we're gonna have a guest in the studio, and he's the owner of a company called Reload, and I don't know if you've heard of them, but they actually do what Extends used to. They have a pill that makes you hard, and And it works, you know. So we're going to have him come in tomorrow to talk all about it and shit. You know?
Oh, yay. Hip, hip, hooray.
Yeah, this is like a natural alternative to Viagra, man, and it fucking works.
You've taken it?
So I took one just to see because I want to... Because I can't believe that these things work, you know. I never would believe. This thing fucking gave me a raging heart.
TMI, LOL. Wait, but this... Okay, so how long does it last for? Like, okay, have you watched...
I don't know how long it lasted, but they say it's supposed to last for 48 hours. I don't think it did.
Right.
But it doesn't really matter.
Does it keep you up? So, like, not only does your heart on, like... I mean, I don't know, because I'm not a guy.
Right.
So my question is...
Yeah.
So, like, when a guy, if you have, like, a raging heart-on, right, and right. It's, you take this pill, does it keep your heart rate up? So, like, it's like taking an energy drink so where you're up for 48 hours, or does your heart-on actually do that anyway?
It's just your heart-on. It doesn't do it. It doesn't affect your mind at all, you know?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
You don't even feel it. And we'll talk more about it and stuff, you know, because, you know, there's
oh,
so
yay.
Many different
I can't
things
wait
out
to
there,
talk
you know?
About more hard-ons, even yeah. though I've been the face of Extends for 8 years,
yeah.
and I thought that I was done with all of that, and here we are again. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Well, he was telling me on Facebook yesterday, yeah. he said that Extend doesn't work, you know, so I told him,
really?
you tell her that.
Oh, you know? We will get into a fist fight if he wants. No, I'm kidding. I actually don't want that at all.
Yeah. No, it'll just be fun, you know, and I think it's a great... you know, it's hope for many men who are having trouble, you know,
right.
who are struggling with that and stuff,
and,
you know.
And I get that some people need that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, and it's a, you know, it's a great opportunity to for people to continue to perform and shit, you know.
But see, here's another thing. And I think that, you know, a lot of people have these issues because they're relying on, like, for example, alcohol has a major effect on
right.
libido and, you know, sexual function. So it's alcohol, smoking.
Yeah. There's
drugs,
a lot of different things. We'll talk about it all tomorrow, you know.
Caffeine. I mean, things that go into yeah. your body that are basically polluting your body can affect, you know, you in all different ways.
That's
men
true.
Especially. So,
yeah.
honestly, if you stop putting all that other crap into your body,
yeah.
you wouldn't need. And work out. Working out, like,
yeah.
it makes.
It helps, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Of That's course, true.
Yeah.
It makes sense, you know. I mean, it makes sense that if you work out.
I told you how that I was really upset that my gym sold Extends cans.
Yes, you told me about
that. I'm like,
that.
What the? But men are horny anyway. Hey, you're horny. Like, you think of sex every 5 minutes, two
right.
minutes, some people.
Right.
Anyway. And you're in the gym. You're working out. You're even more. Your testosterone's like, yeah, I'm a gym rat. Rawr. You
right.
know, like, you're flowing even more. And then you're going to go and take Extends. You're going to drink Extends that makes you even hornier. How to the no? I was like, I went to the gym. The manager is a friend of mine.
Right.
So I went to him and I'm like, seriously? Seriously, you ordered Extends the drink
mm-hmm.
for the gym? And we already have enough horny men here anyway. This is so retarded. Like,
right.
really?
Yeah.
If I
but
get raped in the parking lot, it's your fault. No, I'm kidding.
But you know what? These things don't make you horny. It's just you have to be horny and then it just keeps your erection up.
I
you know?
Beg to differ because
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so like I'm
because if you're not horny, I don't think it's gonna work because the way it works is that it blocks the blood in your penis from leaving. So if you don't have blood in there in the first place, you're not gonna be hard, you know.
Okay, but that's for men and then
yeah.
But here's the thing, like with women, like for example, well, I don't know, like I'm a horny person anyway.
Right.
I mean like whatever. Whatever. I'm just going to dig myself
Aren't
in a hole.
We all?
I'm going to dig myself in a hole. Anyway, my point is if I drink caffeine,
uh-huh.
that, like, not, actually not caffeine. I would say certain teas,
mm-hmm.
it, I don't know, for whatever reason, makes me more, like, totally
really?
Try not. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is weird. So, well, there's a point that I was going to. I don't remember
that,
what my point
that,
was.
That you think it actually makes you horny.
Yeah.
Drinking that.
Yeah. So with the Extends drink, yes, it does make you. And I will say, because we had this test a while ago, and the owner of the company was telling me that women can drink the actual Extends drink. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
do anything to you. So I drank one, and it was just like a soda, like or like a Monster, basically. And then, but on the second drink, mm-hmm. I had like half of it, and I was like, but bam! And it
wow.
really does make you way horny. No, it's not.
Really?
I'm not saying like Monster and those, go drink them all. You know, because, you know, they make you stay up all day long. But, like, it made me super horny. Now, men can drink it all they want. I will say that for women, mm-hmm. or at least for me, I had a little side effect, and it was burping, disgusting burps.
Really?
Yes, it was horrible. And it was funny because we were filming for a TV show, and I happened to be, this was funny, so we happened to be filming in a recording studio,
uh-huh.
because I was, this was a couple years ago, where I was trying to prove to people that anybody could sing. It's up to the producers that, you know, make your voice sound good.
Right.
And because I think it's when Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton had come out with a song, and I was like, well, if they can come out with one, so can I.
Yeah.
So I did this thing, and I had them record the sounds that were coming out of my mouth. And then, yeah, so you could hear what was actually happening, which is not good at all. I'm horrible. And then I had another camera on the producer side recording what they were mixing.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Really?
So I was trying to prove my point and release this, which was really funny. And I had a lot of people talk shit about it, which I don't care. I'm yeah. letting you know that it's not you who's a singer. All of you out there. Well, some are great.
Yeah.
But it's really the producers that are, like, amazing.
That's and true. They do a lot.
In the studio, we were having this, I don't know why, we had this challenge with the extends drink. And that's when I was burping, and it was really smelly. There were, like, horrible burps. And I was like, I don't think women should be drinking this drink. Because
yeah.
this is not sexy.
Yeah, definitely not.
Anyway.
All right. Well, we are out of time. Brigetta, thank you for the entertaining stories.
Anytime.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.